Hello, I'm Jerry Smith, and on the line I have Sabrina Mervin Blake, who is the Assistant Director of Research Recruitment at the Duke Clinical Research Unit. How are you doing, Sabrina?
I'm fine, Jerry.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us. And of course, we want to thank you for being a sponsor of this year's Unity in the Community Day, our outdoor music festival, saluting our military men and women and firefighters and first responders. And you guys have been a sponsor for this event over the years, so thank you very much.
Thank you. We always enjoy being there at Unity in the Community. It's always fun to be out there with everybody and just experience the whole process.
Well, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about Duke Clinical Research Unit and what exactly they do and what message you would like to get out to our audience.
So the Duke Clinical Research Unit is located here in Duke South in the hospital. And we are actually a unit that conducts clinical research studies. We don't actually see patients long term here. The purpose of the unit is strictly to conduct clinical research studies. And these research studies are ways to help us learn information about how to develop new medications or maybe new ways to actually take those medications and sometimes even developing new devices. The whole idea of this drug development process is to, one, to gain knowledge and to help us in our normal day-to-day health.
What are some of the projects that you guys are working on now or looking for participants to participate in some of the studies?
It sort of certainly runs the gamut, but specifically now we have type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease. We have quite a few studies for just healthy volunteers. So a lot of people think you have to have some disease in order to participate in our research studies, but we do quite a few what we call early phase studies that require healthy men and women, normally between the ages of 18 to 40 or so, to participate in our research studies.
Wow.
So you could be healthy, you could have a medical condition, you should just give us a call and find out what we have going on.
You know, you never really think of anybody healthy going through that, but that's great information. Now, are people compensated when they participate in this type of event? Trial, I should say?
Yeah, absolutely. They are compensated. And, you know, the compensation ranges depending on the type of study. The compensation can be, you know, a good amount, especially for healthy volunteers or depending on how long a person may have to spend the night in the within the research unit. Again, not all studies require overnight stays, but some of them will require overnight stays for continual monitoring. People who participate in research studies, they are watched around the clock. So it's actually, you know, a pretty good experience.
Again, we're talking to Sabrina Mervin Blake, who is the Assistant Director of the Research Recruitment at the Duke Clinical Research Unit. Sabrina, if somebody is interested in finding out how they can participate or more information, what do they need to do?
They can either pick up the phone and call our recruitment team at 919-613-6244. They can also go online to dcru.org and they can even register for our volunteer registry online directly or give us a call.
Well, you're going to be at Unity in the Community Day. You're going to take the stage and you're going to share some information with our listeners. And again, we really appreciate you participating in it, sponsoring it, and just doing some great things to make people healthy. And without these trials, there are no discoveries for new cures and medications. So we really, really appreciate you very much.
Thanks so much, Jerry. And I will say we're going to be playing some games while we're there. It's going to be called Fear or Fact. What do you know about clinical trials?
Ooh.
So we look forward to people being there and just participating with us and winning some prizes as we're there.
Sounds like fun. Again, thank you very much, and we really appreciate you.
Thank you.